Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week to talk about Week 15 of the NFL is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
Hey, son.
Hey. Hey, we're here back at the kitchen table. Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'd love to be here.
So what did you think about Week 14?
Well, I think we're talking fantastic finishes.
There were some really great ones, actually.
They really are.
There was the Steeler game, which I think had the best finish because of what it could have been, because there was that it came down to the last play.
The step out of bounds?
But even before that, how many laterals were there? There were so many.
Well, I think the step is important because the coach wasn't nearby.
Yeah, I know. It's Tomlin, I know. But just the fact that very rarely does that work, and you know, it's all these teams that it always seems to work for, because you had the Steelers do that, and it almost worked. Because anybody else tries to do that, you know, the Browns try to do that, the Jets try to do that, Miami tries to do that, never works. But for the Steelers, it almost works. And actually, they said it might have actually been called back anyway because there may have been a forward pass. But yeah, if Brown hadn't stepped out of bounds, they would have won that game.
And he didn't have to.
No, he didn't have to.
So his eyes on the prize, or like, how does that happen?
Of course, probably.
No corrective footwear to keep his feet straight, because that thing kind of kicked out a little. And with a lot of babies sleeping on their stomachs nowadays, a lot of kids have feet like, you know, walking like penguins. But that's for another.
Yeah, exactly. That's another time. I don't know. It's amazing that most of the time anybody who's running down the sidelines doesn't step out of bounds. I'm amazed.
Right. Not too many Lin Swan ballet.
No.
Background people.
I know anytime I try to like walk on a crack in the sidewalk that I'm off to this. So it was that game, and then of course the Patriots. Only for them does an onside kick work. I know the Saints did it in the Super Bowl, but that was at halftime. This is the end of the
game.
Weren't
you waiting for an implosion in that game? Wasn't it too good to be true?
I would have waited for the implosion third quarter, after halftime.
And I thought Coach Belichick had a little pang of friendliness in his heart for the Browns, having been there and failed and seeing their franchise move on. And I don't think he had the pedal to the metal, but at the end...
See, I'd like to believe that, but this is the same...
He's not human.
No, this is the same man who ran up the score against Joe Gibbs, a Hall of Fame coach.
Right.
You know, whatever. Still, what happened? You know, who does that? And he does, and because he thinks he's a genius. So I, you know,
but he wasn't a genius in Cleveland. How many years?
Yes, 3 years, I think. I think he was in Cleveland 3 years. They made the playoffs 1 year, but
did they?
Yeah,
remember that.
They actually lost to Bill
Parcells. Do you remember coaches on that staff?
Probably, I'm going to assume Purnell. Maybe not Weiss. Weiss wasn't there then.
No, not Charlie Weiss.
I don't think so. I can't remember.
A bunch of people, all right, that went on to
his
core, right?
Yeah. It seems like everybody who has been his protege has gone on and not done well. Parcells, his proteges went on and did well. Coughlin, Peyton, Belichick himself. But Belichick's not really. Mangini, tiny.
But Belichick, I mean, I'm thinking, would Parcells be who he is today without Belichick?
No, I don't think so. Especially that 90 Super Bowl against the
right.
Bills. Or 91.
He was the man behind the curtain?
Yes, I think.
Right.
To stop
so
that offense?
Is that like Buddy Ryan for Ditka?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But somebody, I think Ditka himself brought up the point, how many Super Bowls did I win without Ryan? Okay, how many Super Bowls did Ryan win without me? Okay, so they needed each other. Somebody like
right.
Belichick and Parcells.
Yeah. Was that codependency healthy? Because it didn't seem so at the time.
No. There's a reason why it has a clinical name. Most clinical things aren't good. So there was that finish. There was the Eagles game itself, which how great is it just to see like so much snow?
Oh, it's fascinating.
That's what you want to see.
You know, usually when I see this type of stuff on television, I'm really having in the middle of a supermarket somewhere, there's a reporter standing on a pile of snow by a light post with extra light to make it seem like it's something.
And yeah, everybody's running out to get the bread and milk. Gotta get the bread and milk. So just to see all that snow, I think they said it was up
there. Sure, it's fascinating.
6 to 8 inches.
But don't we all love a car wreck?
Yes.
And it's just a matter of how many fumbles was going to happen, and five went to the quarterback of
Stafford.
Of the
Lions. He had a horrid game. that was great on the.
You're still snapping a shotgun? I mean,
I don't know. They for some reason they just can't do it.
Now, how important was it that Reggie Bush went down before the game started?
That was big for them. Although I know Bell, I forget his first name. I think it's like.
Well, they were only 3-3 on the road anyhow.
Right. Now, because of their loss and the Bears' win, they were able to pull even with the Lions for first place.
The Bears,
and they was it 300 yards passing, 3 touchdowns by the backup.
Well, then again, Trestman, we've been on him from
that's
the beginning,
right, yeah,
and he is a bit of an offensive guru.
Very much so.
Familiar with cold weather for sure in Canada.
Yeah.
And I think the most amazing thing was the only drive that didn't culminate in points was the kneel down at the end of the game. Every drive the Bears had scored.
I know. And between them doing that and then the Chiefs, not punt in the second half, I think. I mean, they did the statistics. Over 100 touchdowns scored over this past weekend. That's a record. That's never happened before.
Is that a good thing?
Well, it can show you how the league now is an offensive league for sure. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Well, it's the worst tackling year I've seen, I think, in my lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they just launch their bodies at each other. Nobody tackles.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's because of flags, fines, and the collective bargaining agreement allowing less practice time.
Well, it's also the head. I mean,
the head? You can't have to tackle with your head?
No. What's the big story this past season has been injuries to the brain and head injuries.
Yeah. Well,
and the settlements they made out of court and all this stuff to all these former players.
When your arms are wrapped around somebody's legs, those things don't happen.
I understand, but how many people did you see tackle with their arms? I saw nobody. I saw these guys launching themselves, hoping to nick them with the shoulders. Oh, they went down.
That's a good point.
Nobody's grabbing. If you tackle with your arms, your head's not going to do anything bad. You know. But if you're leading with your helmet as something like a missile, which half of these cornerbacks and safeties do, they try to nick them in the, you know. And then now the problem is all these leg injuries too. Gronk's out with an ACL. Reggie Bush was out. I mean, how many of these running backs, how many of these quarterbacks, how many of these people in general are out with leg injuries because they don't want to tackle up top because, oh, you might get that penalty, you might get
the
fine.
Well, now they're talking about a strike zone or hit zone, whatever you want to call it, between the numbers and the thigh.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just put a flag on everybody and when will people stop watching?
When we get rid of the sport, I think. I don't know. Nobody. We're never going to, in America, we're never going to stop watching.
I was reading today in the Wall Street Journal that beer sales are down. We're changing what we're doing? Or?
I think that in terms of that, I don't know. I think that.
I guess what I'm saying is when will the rise in appeal for the NFL level off or decrease? When parents or mothers decide that their kids aren't going to play the sport, or when it gets ridiculous and there's no tackling at all. Because truthfully, I have been to an indoor arena football game, and
yeah.
I didn't go back. I mean, I thought it was ridiculous, and it was more of an exhibition than a game. And I'm wondering if this is happening to the league.
Probably not, because there's a lot of times in life, there's less and less competition. So when you get rid of something like a sport, or if you tone it down, the end object is who wins.
Well, I guess being older, I remember when there weren't padding helmets.
Sure.
I remember Eddie Jockerman without a mask and goal between the pipes there.
The single bar face masks.
Well, yeah, and I guess, 6 ounce gloves.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring back horses and agrarian economies.
You know,
some of that stuff was fun to do.
Absolutely, and it's still fun to look upon with such with reverence and amazement. Like, wow, that those were what they said when men were men and in baseball when it was a game and all that stuff. It's just a change.
It's playing for the rent.
No.
Whenever you work for the rent,
sure.
You know. to work on a weekly basis.
So I don't know. You know, for the time being, we'll enjoy it, and we'll go from there. Now, who do you like this week?
Well, the Spooner theory has really been kicking because Monday night, it was a pick'em,
right,
with the Bears, and they covered. Being a Bruner, pick them to 2.5.
Right.
Now, this week we have Jacksonville Jags getting 2.
Yes.
At home against Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jacksonville Jaguars have improved themselves.
They have.
Now, it sounds ridiculous, but they've actually made more progress than the Redskins have and a couple other teams out there.
Yeah.
So they're really buying into. Now, this is the first little branch or sprout or whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
I think, off the tree of the Seattle coach.
Oh, yeah, because he was his defensive coordinator.
Right, so it's all about love and enjoying each other, enjoying the game.
Yeah.
And the successes going against. So a big raw, big positive, everything positive.
Yes.
People loving to play down there. So now teams that usually improve late in the year
have a carryover?
Yeah, they do. They really do. The Panthers were
Panthers were
good late last year. And and then you also have Miami, which kind of shocked me this last week. I didn't expect them in the cold weather to do very much at all.
Nor did I. But
and they surprised, and now they're home getting 2 against New England without Gronk.
I know, but it...
No, there's no real mismatches on that team.
No, but that doesn't matter. They always seem to find a way, those Patriots.
Well, when you're that good, if you're better than Peyton Manning, then you're going to win some games.
Well, yeah, I suppose. I'm never surrendering. I'm never giving up. I don't know what to tell you.
You're never giving up.
No, I'm sorry. That's the one point I'm always going to. I'll fight that tooth and nail. Look, I'm not a Yankee fan, but I can now. I understand.
Who's the best? Who is the best player in the Yankees right now? Right now.
Best players on the Yankees right now?
Right now.
You would have to say probably...
The new catcher they hired?
Ellsbury, I guess.
Ellsbury, not McCann?
Nah.
Okay, so that gives you an idea what's Ellsbury's going on.
Ellsbury's the most rounded. Because you can't say Jeter.
Just
you can't
say
Teixeira.
That's a dilemma. Who's playing second? Who's playing short? Who's playing third?
Well, they have 7. They have 7 outfielders over the age of 30.
That means they don't have any.
Pretty much.
Maybe we have 7 of anything. It's like, who needs 7 knives in the kitchen?
Yeah, exactly. So unless one of them, decides to take some grounders, because I know Soriano used to be a second baseman, but to think that he's moving back to second is ridiculous.
Now I see Torrey and then who's it? And La Russa.
Torrey, La Russa, and Bobby Cox.
Bobby Cox.
They made it into...
Now, that guy's a throwback. There's a guy that...
Bobby Cox?
Well, yeah. I mean, he drank whiskey and... I don't know how to describe how we treated some loved ones around him.
Well, that's
it's a real throwback. But anybody that rocks a new seat and has that many wins, 14 straight pennants.
And he almost didn't come back to coaching because he was the coach of the Blue Jays during their 80s run.
Right, right.
And then he either quit or got fired, and he was hired by the Braves as their general manager. And he almost didn't want to come back, but he was like, I have to come back.
Interesting character.
And he holds the record for most ejections by a manager.
Hmm. He had firm beliefs.
He did. And most of his players really, really take that to heart, the fact that, he would... Because he always saved his players. And you know what? That run of the Braves... As much as I really dislike
them.
Gotta
respect it.
Absolutely. Because you're never going to see that again. Yeah.
So now there's those three managers, but yet there's no no players of those teams that they manage.
Specifically La Russa. La Russa was the biggest one, because that was Canseco. That was the start of it, 88. When he came up,
so management doesn't know. Is that kind of like Andy Reid didn't know his kids were selling drugs in the house? Or?
Yeah, well, that's everybody so wants to blame the users, which who Canseco, McGuire, Bonds.
Oh, that's true. In the workplace, you test it for drugs, you're fired.
Yeah, but because they have targeted those people, they don't want to go up the chain of command.
Okay, so then the people that. Turned a blind eye toward management gets all these accolades and
Pretty much, yeah. You know.
But the popularity when those people were doing that, I remember
Exactly.
McGuire, I got caught up in
Everybody did. And so that's why it's hypocritical. Because of how it brought the sport back. Now wait a minute. Now you can't go back and say, "How dare you do this?" Let's go back in a time machine for a minute. Nobody was going to those games. Nobody. People were running onto the field throwing dollar bills at Bobby Bonilla and all these other players, considering them, you know, greedy. How dare you do this stuff? How many work stoppages were there in baseball? There was like one every 7 years or something. 81, they cut out 20 games in the season, I think. So to all of a sudden go from, you know, 95, where nobody comes to the games, barely anybody watches, its television rights were all sorts of crazy, and then all of a sudden 3 years later, everybody loves the sport, and they're considered
sportsmen. I remember hearing that the baseballs were being tightly wound in Haiti.
Yes,
exactly. I mean, I did not hear this about PEDs, but I saw Lenny Dykstra show up, and I thought he was the Michelin man.
Yes!
So, you know, it dawned on me that something drastically happened, because when I put on 30 pounds, I mean, I buy new pants. You know? I buy new shirts.
No, but, I mean, so, in the end, what they did, I've gone on record, I've said, I have no problem with what they did, because it's what happened. The same way we could look at anything in history and say, well, they did that, well, at the time. You know, that's what happened at the time.
The standards at the time.
Exactly.
It's nostalgia, right?
Right, exactly.
You see it as criminal conduct.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's true. It's true. So, you know, I don't know. It's just one of those things that's going to... So long as Piazza gets into the Hall of Fame, that's all I really care about.
You didn't see him as the juicer?
No. No. Nobody has said... No, there's no... There's not even an inkling of evidence. The only inkling of evidence that there is that he played at the same time. They played at the same time as all these other players were juicing.
I remember Jerry Kuzman saying that he chain smoked as a handicap to other pitchers because it wouldn't have been fair.
Right, exactly.
You know,
and there's actually statistical debate that he should be in the Hall of Fame if Bly Levin and I think Fergie Jenkinson basically, I forget who it was. Maybe
well,
it wasn't Jake.
I met him this summer.
Fergie?
Fergie, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, right? In the All-Star.
Oh, at the All-Star Fan Fest? You may have, actually. But anyway, the point that Kuzman, maybe it wasn't Jenkins, but it was definitely Bly Levin. If Bly Levin's in, Kuzman should be in.
Bert.
Exactly.
So Bert was
Was it the Flying Dutchman, I think? Also, hey, the Mets signed Granderson, 4 years.
Right. So, does he have to move, or this guy just shows up at a?
He doesn't have to go anywhere. He goes, and he's wearing number 3, Buddy Harrelson's old number.
Ah, I'm not liking that.
Wow. These things happen. There's only 99 numbers, and 3 of them are out of stock. So,
yeah. Right.
So you like this week? Jacksonville, Miami, and
there was a third one.
Cardinals.
No, it was Tennessee.
Tennessee,
2.5. Did they surprise you? Or
Tennessee?
Getting blown out?
Half the game. The game I was interested in, and then all of a sudden, whoop.
Wasn't it shocking with, with all the touchdowns? How many touchdowns did Manning throw?
Four.
It looked real sharp, right?
Oh, he always does.
Now, it was cold but not windy.
No, it was really cold. No wind. No wind.
Right. So now just critics. He silenced the critics.
I hope so. I hope so. Because I don't want to see anybody else but him.
Well, so the Super Bowl goes through Denver and Seattle.
It's gotta. But we'll have to figure that out later on. Thank you very much for joining me, Dan.
Okay, thank
appreciate
you,
it very much. Hopefully next week we'll continue. And you can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes if you search the Everyman Sports in the iTunes store. You can go to our website, everymansports.podbean.com, or you can email me questions, comments, concerns, or if you want to hear about my fantasy league, which, by the way, I made the playoffs, third place.
Huge.
Big from the bottom. I can't start at the bottom. Start at the bottom. Now I'm near the top.
From the mail room to the boardroom.
That's exactly. Well, hopefully I'm almost there. Nice. Maybe I'm in middle management right now. So you can email me at everymansports.com. everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Take care.